Today we learn Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Munish. Just one word about yesterday. This week's Parshas, Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro is the source for making brachos on nisim, on miracles, as we mentioned the other day. Yisro says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim and Yad Paro, Asher Yitzil Asam, Bitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, that bracha of Yisro actually serves as the source for making brachos on miracles. Now we're in Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Bana Bayis Chadash, a person builds a new house. V'kana Kelim Chadashim, or a person buys new clothing, or new vessels. Omer Baruch Shechayanu. So we know this bracha, Shechayanu, is recited when we build a new house, and when we buy new clothing. Buy new clothing, though, we have to keep in mind that that's all relative. A person who buys a suit every month is not going to make Shechayanu on a suit. A person may buy a suit only once every 5 years, so that's a great simcha. You make Shechayanu. We only make Shechayanu when there's a great simcha on our purchase. Additionally, some Rishonim say that when I buy at the moment of purchase is when I should be reciting the bracha. That gives me the greatest simcha. When I make the purchase, the simcha diminishes over time. So to wait till I use it or wear it maybe is not appropriate. Others claim, not necessarily, especially if I have, let's say, a suit that needs to be tailored. It needs to be fixed. So at that moment when I'm putting it on and after it's fixed, I'm not going to make the Shechayanu when I buy it. I'll make the Shechayanu when it's ready. That seems to be the minhag. And the Mishnah continues, Mevarech ala ra'a me'ein hatova, valatova me'ein hara. What does this mean? So there are times where something terrible, calamity, could happen to a person, but eventually that may lead, because of that, may lead to something good. So the Gemara gives the example. Let's say a person has, his entire field was flooded. So if his entire field is flooded, all his crops are ruined. So now that's a reason to make the bracha of Dayan Emes. Nonetheless, could be that next year, because the field is so fertile, if there's so much water there, next year he's going to have even a greater crop. So that may lead to a Hatova Hametiv next year. So you'll say, well, maybe I shouldn't make Dayan Emes, because eventually this will be good. Says Mishnah, you look at what's happening right now. If right now it's terrible, there's a flood, there's a calamity, so you make Dayan Emes, not thinking about what's going to be in the future. The Rambam even explains, you're not sure what's going to be in the future. You're not sure it's going to be good in the future, so make Dayan Emes now. And the opposite is also true. Val hatova me'ein hara. Let's say something good, but eventually maybe bad. The Gemara gives the example. Let's say I find a mitzi. I find something in the street. So right now I'm very excited, but if I live in a community, I live where the government confiscates things from people, maybe they'll even imprison me for taking something, so maybe it may eventually lead to bad. But right now I'm happy. So the halacha is, think about what's going to happen in the future. Right now, it's Tahatova Hametiv, so you make Hatova Hametiv, and that would be sufficient. Don't worry about what's going to be in the future. It may never happen, like the Rambam would say. Mishnah continues. A person who cries out and davens about something that has already happened, asks Hashem for something, but it's already happened, that's a tefillah shav, that's a tefillah in vain. The Mishnah gives two examples. Kate, a person's wife is pregnant. Please God, I want to have a boy. It's already been decided. The Gemara assumes before 40 days of conception, so then already the gender has not been decided, so you can make that tefillah. But after 40 days, so then it's too late. It's a tefillah shav. The gender of that child has already been determined. Another example. A person is coming on the road. Here's people are crying out in the city. Something terrible has happened. God, you know, he sees the fire engine is in front of someone's house. For Amar, he sees far down the block. He says, hopefully that's not my family. It's a tefillah in vain, because it either is your family or it's not your family. It's too late to daven for that. Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas lakrach. A person enters a large city. We usually use the word krach in the context of a megillah, when a city had a wall around it, and that reads on the 15th. But here, krach refers to a city where we're assuming that the government there is corrupt, and they may confiscate things that I may have. Every time I walk into the city, you never know what's going to be. There's going to be a libel against me, against the Jewish people. So I have to daven that everything goes okay. Hanichnas lakrach mispel shtayim. You should daven in two tefillos. Achas b'chnisaso, says the Tanakam of Achas b'tziaso. One when I enter and one when I leave. What tefillah should I say? So the Gemara tells you. When you enter, you say, Yiratzon l'fanecha Hashem Elokai, shetakhniseini l'krach zeh l'shalom. Hashem, please allow me to enter this krach, this large city, in peace, and nothing should happen to me. And then, if everything goes well, v'achas b'tziaso, once he leaves, He should say, Modani lefanecha, Hashem Elokai, Shehotesani, Mikrach Zeh, Shalom. Thank you for allowing me to exit this krach, this large city, in peace, and nothing happened. Benazai Omer no Arba. Benazai says, actually, you should have four tefillos. What are the four tefillos? Shtayim b'chinisaso, u'shtayim b'tziyaso. What are those tefillos? So he says, before I enter, I should say here at Son Shetachni, Seini Lekrach Zeh L'Shalom, allow me to enter this large city in peace. But after I've entered the city, just going through customs, just walking in, I should thank that I made it into the city. Okay, Modani, Shechni Lekrach Zeh L'Shalom, right? Thank you, Hashem, for allowing me to come into this krach, large city, in peace. Ushtaim bitziyaso, and then two when I leave. What's that? So when I'm about to leave, before I leave, I should say, Hiratzon shetotzieni mikrach zeh l'shalom. I want you to take me out of this large city in peace. But after I leave, I also have to say, Modeni lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shehotzeisani mikrach zeh l'shalom. Not only that, you can also continue and say this, which would sound very familiar to us. Kishem shehotzeisani l'shalom, kach tolichinu l'shalom, v'tismicheni l'shalom, right? She allowed me to walk and support me, v'tatzideni l'shalom, v'satzileni mikaf kol oyev, v'orev baderech, and protect me from all enemies, all of those who lie in ambush on the way, which is obviously a phrase that we know from Tfilas HaDerech. However, Tfilas HaDerech is not exactly the classic Tfilas HaDerech. This I'm reciting the moment I leave the city. Tfilas HaDerech actually is when I'm about to travel. I have to be traveling a certain amount of distance, at least a parsa, at least 4 mil, and many other halachos related to Tfilas HaDerech. But nonetheless, the Gemara speaks about Tfilas HaDerech in the fourth parak, but this is a phrase that that's borrowed from there as well. The Mishnah concludes, V'nosein hoda l'sha'avar, we thank Hashem for the past, V'tzoek la'asilavo, and we cry out for the future. What is this talking about? So many claim this is a reference to Ben Azai, meaning Ben Azai, who is the one who says, it's not two tefillos, one when I enter and one when I leave. When I enter, I cry out. When I leave, I say thank you. No, there's actually a thank you that precedes crying out. What's that? When I entered this city, I thank Hashem for actually entering the city, but my tefillos are not over, because now I have to cry out for the future. So no saying hoda l'sha'avar. I thank Hashem for allowing me to enter the city. That's something that's in the past that I did. But v'tzoek, I have to cry out, l'asilavo, for the future, so that when I leave the city, everything should be well and in peace.